Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojo Pa Maria and Saroma. And I'm going to start off this broadcast live stream as I do every week when I'm live, which is to honor the ancestors. Yes, so important, so important. I want to do a shout out, of course, to my teachers, Mali Doma and Sabonfu Somme. In fact, this past Saturday was the second anniversary of Mali Doma's leaving this earth plane. And so I've been doing a little grieving, yeah. But again, so grateful to have had that wonderful light being in my life. So join me, if you will, thinking about those people that you've been close to or close to that have gone on And let's do some honoring of the ancestors, invoking them as we get this party started. Ashe. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is, may the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you during the middle month of the final quarter. No, the final month and the final quarter of 2023, and ask you to guide us gently through the required adversity as healing and growth opportunities that have come during this nature year. And if there's a few more with the final weeks, yes, we welcome them. Enable us to express our grief unapologetically and to receive all of the compassion, support, and encouragement that we need to keep moving forward. Continue to enable us to fully welcome and embrace this new age and new earth consciousness, and guide us lovingly, happily, and more deeply into our personal renaissance. As we dare to live our new narratives, enable us to remember that these are divinely scripted for ourselves and for our world. And most importantly, continue to enable us to move forth from the dark ages of modernity by placing our heads below our hearts, valuing people over profits, and always choosing love over fear. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I say amen. Ashe Yeho Asah Shinga Bismillah. So it is. Ashe. Yes. Well, I have one of my favorite program formats for you tonight, because it is about reviewing the year, which is such an important, important thing to do. And, you know, I have been talking and spilling on these five collective commitments all throughout 2023, about take credit, break away, open wide, bring balance, and be the change to help you consciously assess your 2023 personal growth process and prepare for making your annual commitments for 2024. But before I get started, I want to remind those of you who are listening on the radio through the internet that if you have any problem with your connection, you can listen to the program live at the phone number, which is area code 563-999-3089. Again, that's 563-999-3089. Now, at this time, I am not accepting call-in questions and conversation, but you can ask a question or leave a comment for me in these ways. Go to my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, my Facebook group, which you're welcome to join, called Wisdom Walk Community. I also have a website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And if you're watching this in the YouTube, you can, of course, leave a comment, ask a question in the comment section below the video. But right now, I ask and thank you to sit or lay back and join me for an exploration of the inner landscape, where we can remember the truth of who we are as humans and discover all of the treasure that awaits us. Ashe. Yeah. Now, as you know, or should know, my theme for 2023 has been adversity as the engine of success. And boy, has there been adversity that has shown up. But the idea behind this as a theme is to be able to welcome it, in fact, to see it as an opportunity rather than seeing it as something that's designed to stop you, just like you see in this picture. Yeah, them traps are there, but you can get through them. You can get through them, and that's what we've been working on. And so I want to start off first, thanking you all for being on this journey of the collective commitments. Everything I do, of course, is aligned with the Dagra Medicine Wheel, fire, water, earth, mineral, and nature. And so those five collective commitments had that elemental energetic associated with them. And it was designed, of course, to help us be able to heal, to grow, to evolve, because that's what we're really here to do. So what I'm going to do is go through little reminders about each of the collective commitments. And then I'm going to give you some contemplative questions to ask yourself to go through. You can pull out your notebook, get out your pen, and take some notes. Or I will, in the description box, probably in a day or two, I will put in timestamps for when those contemplative questions show up so that you can get back to them easily in the YouTube. If you're listening on the radio, of course, get out your notebook. And, of course, you can find it again scrolling through the radio program. But without further ado, let's get started with this wonderful, wonderful information that's been helping us grow. Oh, I apologize. I got to hold up for a second because I got a comment and I want to share. Ah, it's Annie Salmona saying, we absolutely need a miracle. Yes, my dear. Absolutely. Let us keep praying. And, of course, we're praying for peace in the world. We're praying for help and support. Thank you, Annie, so much for commenting. Yes. Wonderful human being. Amazing, amazing human being. Yeah. So here we go. Oh, got another one I got to show. Miss Carmen Ray, sending up prayers. Absolutely, for that miracle that we all need. Definitely. Apshay. So here we go with Take Credit. This is the one we started off with in February. And the idea behind this is that we had come through 2020, 2021, and 2022, and that we should acknowledge ourselves, value ourselves, that we're still here on this earth plane, we're still standing, we're surviving, and we're moving forward. And I talked about why that was so important right now. And, of course, it's so you can move forward with confidence, so you can deepen your belief in a higher purpose, so you can allow yourself to receive more and right support, so you can transcend distractions from purpose, such as pessimism, so that you can accept new challenges from a growth mindset of self-love versus self-judgment and fear. Yeah. And it was during this time that I introduced, although some of you may have been aware of this terminology, but the higher and lower timelines. And I've been really referring to that all year, using it for myself as well. Noticing when I've fallen into the lower timeline as the only truth and shifting myself back up into that higher timeline. And so that taking credit is designed, again, to give us that ability to really feel empowered because we're still around, because we're still here. Yeah. And this is a picture that I've been showing because I just love this. I love this about when we go to the higher timeline, this is it. We're on the top of the tallest mountain, and we're connecting with our greater order and direction. We're connecting with our God. We're connecting with the cosmos, with the universe, with all of that beautiful energy from which we come from, which is our source. And when we doubt this, that's when we're in that lower timeline. So we want to take credit so that we're valuing ourselves and remembering how important it is that we are here and moving forward, looking for the miracles, asking for the miracles, you know, to get through to this new age and to this new earth. So here's your contemplative questions. What major challenge or adversity did you overcome in 2023? What did your success validate for you about you? Yeah, some really good questions. And I have done these exercises myself, and I found it really, really helpful. Because sometimes we forget, and I went back and was like, oh, yeah, I did come through that. Oh, yeah. So really, really cool stuff. great stuff to be asking ourselves. Yeah. And another comment, a little emoji of love from Miss Juanita Roberson. Yeah. And I'm going to plug your book tonight, Q, because I'd forgotten last week. Yeah. You'll see it at the end, y'all. We put out this wonderful book that talks about the medicine wheel in a beautiful, beautiful way. Absolutely. And then there's Miss Nika, daughter of Oshun, saying, these are great questions. Thank you. Thank you, Anika. Yeah, I found them really powerful myself. Absolutely. And then Carmen Ray says, yeah, we do forget. Absolutely, we do forget about what has happened, what we've been through. And again, this idea that I'm doing with this review for you is to help you remember so that going forward into 2024, you're doing it from a victor consciousness, not a victim consciousness. Yeah, absolutely. And then Anika says, thanks for the reminders. My great pleasure. That's what I'm here for. So now in March, I introduced Breakaway. And of course, coming out of COVID and what followed, definitely things got shook up and we realized that there were things that we were involved in or being or doing that, it's just not working anymore. And so this message of breakaway, get on your horse and ride to freedom. And, you know, we are definitely in this process of the journey from the old earth to the new earth, found these biblical pictures of people coming out the ark. And that's how I was feeling in 2023. Like we came through them rough seas, as you see in the picture over here, and that we then landed in this whole new place because there are things that changed in 2020 that will never be the same. We'll never go back. And so we're really on this journey. And so we have broken away and we are breaking away. And here's your contemplative questions. From what or whom did you break away and why? What did you gain as a result of your decision to break away? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is a fun one for me. I'm very clear about this one. Absolutely clear. Yeah. So again, think about that. Really, really cool. Then moving right along, in April, I introduced the collective commitment of open, wide, and receive. And of course, this is so important because if we don't consciously believe that we can have the miracles, we can have the happy endings, we can have fulfillment in life, in everything that we do, well, then it just can't show up. And a big thing about receiving what it is related to divine timing. There are things that we just can't make happen when we think they should. We really do have to humble ourselves and open up to a greater order and direction. And as my grandmama said, it may not come when you want to, but it always come right on time. Yes. And so it talked about how it's important for us to trust the process. And that process is, again, how the universe works, how God's will plays out in your life. And, you know, we can't see the scope of everything in the way that our God does. We just don't have that capacity. And so we have to trust. And I talked about patience, persistence, and prayer as so valuable and important to be able to trust the process. So whatever it is that you're waiting on, whatever it is that you're dreaming up, you know, you need the patience, that persistence, and, of course, the prayer. And prayer isn't about, and I talked about this, it's not about begging or bargaining with your God. Like, if I do this and will you do that, no. Prayer is about gratitude. Prayer is actually connecting with your greater order and direction, your divine self, and saying thank you because I know you will bring me exactly what I need in the way I need it and when I need it. Yeah. So holding that vision, trusting the process, don't stop believing. I love that song. And never, never, never give up. Miss Sarah had that up on her wall as a reminder. We have to be persistent. So here are your questions for Open Wide and Receive. What did you open yourself up to receive during 2023? Yeah. And what have you learned by trusting the process? Yes. Yes. So important. Shay. And then, moving right along, in June, which was a water month, we talked about bringing balance. I introduced that. And this bringing balance really is so well the message delivered here by the late, great Wayne Dyer, who said, getting in balance is not so much about adopting new strategies to change your behaviors as it is about realigning yourself in all of your thoughts so as to create a balance between what you desire and how you connect your life on a daily, conduct your life on a daily basis. Whew, so powerful and so right on. And then another wonderful quote by A.A. El-Ibrahim from his book, When Life Makes Sense, Exploring the Meaning of Life Through Science, Philosophy, and Faith. And he says, we don't need to strive towards balance. We rather need to work on the obstacles that are preventing the natural flow of balance. And that's really important. If we think about that, like, oh, okay, it's natural for me to be in balance, so I just got to get rid of what's blocking that. Okay? Much easier, much and much more truthful. So when we talk about balance, of course, we're referring to all these different things in our lives that are important, relationships, money, our career, things associated with how we use our brain, our gifts, our talents, our genius, and of course, our health. And these are the things that we are to be working on and are working on to stay in balance, to be in balance in these areas. And of course, there's more, but these are the major ones. And so here are your contemplated questions. In what ways were you out of balance and alignment during 2023? Yeah. And what shifted to get you back into balance, and how are you maintaining it? Yeah. And for me, it is I have to get sick. I'm getting sick. It knocked me back into balance. And I am maintaining it. I'm very proud of myself. I'm staying very conscious because I do not want to go down that road again. Yeah. So hopefully that was helpful to you. And then moving right along, we get to last but not least, and it was in July. No, it wasn't. I think it was June. Is it June? Might have been in, no, I can't remember. But anyway, this was the last one that I introduced about Be the Change. Be the Change. And this is, you know, what we know, but like, can I really do that becomes the question. And the answer is yes, because all we have control over is ourselves. And this quote from John Kehoe, who wrote the book, The Future of the Mind, Quantum Warrior, the term awaken means shifting our normal consciousness into something far greater. We have not yet discovered that we are remarkable beings of consciousness and energy seeded with cosmic possibilities awaiting our discovery of them. Isn't that just wonderful? Ah, such aspirational words. And so the change is inside of us. It really is. And I, during this time too, shared about being an evolved human, and I define that as someone who has reverence for life and humanity, loves self, and is connected to higher purpose, able to be accepting and considerate of others, and welcomes diversity as a natural and essential part of the human experience. I also shared what in what ways, major ways, I believe that we have to grow, what's required to become an evolved human. And I talked about letting go of codependency, the illusion of security and safety, and grow into independency so that you can get to interdependency. And Ms. Carmen Ray put up a comment of beautiful, yeah, that piece about the evolved human is just really wonderful. Another growth requirement is letting go of believing you have to do it all on your own. It's a big one for me. Dependence upon a lower timeline source, meaning a false god, like maybe your job, maybe the bank, you know. And this is about grow into connecting with the true source of your existence. And it really is about deepening your connection and your relationship with your greater order and direction, your God. And then third major growth requirement, letting go of being a victim to life and circumstances. Yes, the illusion of how the universe works. And to grow into believing that the world is out to gift you, not get you, and that your core wound is designed to liberate you from ancestral wounds and false conditioning. Yeah. So again, being that evolved human. And here are the contemplated questions for Be the Change. How have you changed toward being an evolved human in 2023? Yeah. And again, based on those growth requirements, you can use that as a guide. And also, how is your change contributing to your well-being and that of those around you? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So important, folks. So very important to have this opportunity to take the time and contemplate how you have held up your commitments to your growth, your healing, and your evolution during 2023. Because it's so important that you believe in your heart that you're meant to live a life full of passion, purpose, magic, and miracles. And that's a quote from Roy Bennett, that I like. Yeah, yeah. Good luck with answering those questions, because in two weeks I'll be talking about creating your annual commitments, your personal annual commitments for 2024. And then in the beginning of January, I'll introduce the five new collective commitments that have come to me, that have been channeled in. Yeah. Here's my Sarah quote for you for tonight and this month. Miss Sarah says, don't look for someone in whom to believe. Believe in yourself. The only authentic authority is your own original nature. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Mama Sarah, for that. Yeah. Another thank you from Juanita, saying thank you for those questions. Again, my great pleasure. That's what I am here to do. So, come to the end of my broadcast live stream for tonight. But as always, I want to first stop and thank my wonderful engineer, Ms. Yvette Parker, and the whole Black Hole Radio Be Well family for continuing, consistent, persistent as they are, to give me platform and support me in getting out these messages to you. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and to all of those of you who have wisdom walked with me and you know who you are, to my family on both coasts and in the middle of the country, can't leave you out, to my spiritual kin everywhere, to my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters around the world, and those who may be listening or watching for the first time. Thank you. Big thank you, because I couldn't do this without your willingness to walk your wisdom and to do that inner work. Yeah, so, so amazing. So important. Yeah, absolutely. So I also want to do some plugs. First, from my book, still available, still out there. Really interesting. I got a request from, and I get these all the time, somebody wants to promote my book, and they said, oh, your book is priced too high. I just laughed because they have no idea, no idea. And wait, I got to post this comment that just came in from Miss Shelby. Hi, Shelby. Oh, my God, Shelby, I love you so much. You're just such an inspiration to me. You know this. You know this. And, folks, I want you to look at the cover of the book again because Shelby created that cover for me. Isn't that glorious? And they're talking about the book ain't costing them. No, just for that cover alone, the book should be $100. That is a masterful piece of artwork, original artwork that she did for me. So, anyway, what can I say? What can I say? Another shout out from Cheryl Boyd. Hey, Queen Cheryl, good to see you. Good to know you're in the house. Love it, love it. And as promised, I'm promoting this book by Juanita Roberson, written with her friend Amy Houghton, and it's called The Underground Railroad, A 40-Day Journey to Remembering Soul and Spirit. And Juanita takes an even deeper dive into some of the information about the medicine wheel than I do. It is built beautifully illustrated around the medicine wheel, but it's also really powerful because Juanita tells her story of healing and growth and ancestral wound. And Amy does the same thing. So I highly recommend this. She finally got it out on Amazon, Kindle, and again, where other online sellers are. So really powerful stuff. And then, of course, I want to remind you about my sister girlfriend, Queen Reverend Adara, her Heart for Healing service. It'll be on this Wednesday, December 13th, and then again on the 27th at 6 p.m. Mountain Time. A $6 donation is required, and you can get access to this at spiritismylife.com, and you click under events. And Adara is someone I trust highly, and she's no joke, and she's who I go to. So I will be there on my Wednesdays getting my healing from Miss Queen Adara. She's an amazing human being as well. Yes, love her. Powerful. Absolutely. So, my dears, what can I say? What can I say? Ah, I got an emoji from Juanita of a prayer. Yes. And this is a very prayerful time, a time we need to be in prayer and also celebration. Again, pat yourself on the back. Take credit. You have come through. You're getting through 2023. It's no joke. And again, I'm hopeful that these questions bring some more revelations to you, some more understanding to you, and some more gratitude for you, because of what you have come through. Again, I will be back and we'll talk the annual commitments and do some prayer for the world as we close out 2023 and come into 2024. Yeah, absolutely. So, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides, loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky and my feet to the ground and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Now, please have a healthy and safe Earth Week. It is giving support, paying it forward, being an inspiration. Continue to know that COVID has not gone away as well as some other flus. So hey, wear those masks. Yeah, strengthen your immune system. Practice the safe relating. Wash your hands frequently. Use the alcohol. Again, avoid perceived safety and embrace science safety. Microorganisms want to live, right? Yeah, they clear. We got to get clearer. And most importantly, please, please, please do remember that you are not disposable. And why? because you are divine. Good night now.
Hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.